them, like, you know, with a blank and, yeah, and a blood packet. That would be great.
And I want them, they could bring
the... shoot you in your leg, yo, and he shoots him in the leg.
And they could bring
God.
They could bring the other wrestler's family one night and be his wife, and
he... Remember the one time where, like, Brian Pillman broke into someone's house and he was, like... Yeah. And then he died, like, a week later.
He died, like, a week later.
Yeah, it was, like,
exactly,
a week later, so it was even creepier.
Of a drug overdose, and his last name was Pillman.
Yeah, Flying Brian.
Yeah, imagine that. That was some shit right there. Remember that one when Bret Hart's brother died, Owen Hart?
Yeah, he fell.
I saw that, too. I was watching that.
I was, like, a little kid, too. I was, like, 14 or something. My dad's, like, here on this tape. My dad used to tape pay-per-views and send it to me because he had that box. He's like, on this box, on this tape, someone dies. And he sent it to me anyway, and I watched it.
Man, that was some crazy shit. Wasn't he coming up on the Raptors?
You fucking faggot.
What's the dead saying?
Look at the dead. He's a faggot.
The dead saying that Andy was the closet.
Call
the
in, faggot.
Yeah, faggot. I see you talking all that shit.
Call in the dead.
Stupid moron. Call in.
Andy makes it gay. Dude. I want Milkman back because his cum tastes like pineapple.
That's what he likes. That's what he likes. That's a closet homo. He's always saying gay shit in there, and he calls Andy a homo. What's Andy do?
He likes me, though. Yeah. Next time I go to Chicago to visit my dad, I'm going to go visit the dead.
Good.
And we're going to drink beers and play lawn darts.
Long darts?
Yeah.
What the fuck are lawn darts different
lawn
from the darts?
Lawn darts are real big in Chicago, so I'm sure the dead plays it.
From a longer distance away from the dartboard?
No, you got a big-ass fucking heavy lawn dart. It weighs like 2 or 3 pounds. Uh-huh. It's a giant dart. It's like, you know, 5-6 times the size of a regular dart.
Okay.
And you put like a hula hoop, like size target in your yard, and you throw it up in the air and you land in the hula hoop.
You throw it up in the air?
Yeah.
Is there no danger of that coming down on your head or something like that?
Yeah, like when I would go up to my dad's in Chicago for the summer, like the local, like, you know, you walk by and there'd be like kids like holding a lawn dart. It's like they're about to throw them at you. Is that the dead?
The dead's calling in.
Oh man, I gotta take a piss.
Oh
too.
Shit, damn it. Hang on.
Alright, we gotta talk to him now.
The dead, you're on the air.
Hey, homo.
Hey, hang on. I need to get a sound clip of the dead talking for the soundboard. Can you say shut the fuck up, motherfucker?
You know what, MT?
No, listen to him. He wants you to say something.
Okay, man. Wait a minute. MT, you know what? Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
He did. Yes. Man, you know I love you, man. You're the best.
Oh, God. You know what? My mother might fucking be listening, so I'm gonna have to turn off my motherfucking speakers.
What?
I'm gonna have to turn off my speakers.
You gotta turn on your speakers?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is that it?
The dead?
The dead. Admit that you love the show.
I gotta take the dog out, man.
Come on. Are you yelling at your mom?
Marley.
No, he's talking to his dog. What's the name of your dog?
Marley.
Marley?
Marley. Oh, Marley.
Marley. M-O-L-L-Y.
Marley. M-O-L. The dead. You know, I love you and everything, but you weren't saying Marley. You were saying...
Yeah,
you said...
That
poor dog, because your mom probably calls him Molly. And he goes, your mom's like, here, Molly, come here. And you're like, hey, Ricky, come here.
I'm so fucking hey, Andy, you know what? Talk to my big fat head.
And you're really good, kid.
Now I want to see if my mother listening to this.
What?
What's your mother gonna do?
I
want
to see if my mother listening. My mother will come on this phone and...
Oh, yeah, she's gonna come on the phone, Andy.
Oh, she's gonna do the whole sex with Carlito?
Do it. Come on, I'm the master at that. 15 minutes, my record.
Marley! Andy, you know what?
No, I don't.
You could suck my cock.
Dad, I was supposed to go up to Chicago this summer. Are we gonna go to... I'll come by there and we'll go to the bar and drink some beers, right?
Yeah, we're gonna fucking open up a fucking field and I'm gonna cut you with
it. I'm gonna kill you. I'm
drinking Jaeger right now.
Yeah.
Jaeger,
you got it in the freezer? What are you doing? You drinking shots?
I'm drinking Jaeger, man.
Shots of Jaeger.
I'm drinking fucking shots at the anchor, you fucking whore. You fucking piece of shit.
Dad, you know you're my favorite caller, right?
Yeah, I know you. I know I'm your favorite fucking caller because I make fucking love to your mama.
Dad, my mom says that you can't go for more than like 30 seconds. You're like a two-pump chump.
Yeah, sure.
What do you mean, yeah,
sure? I wish I could go for more than fucking 10 minutes of pleasuring her.
She says that like she barely feels you and that she thinks that you're not very much of a man.
Yeah, sure.
That's what she told me, Dad. I can't. I'm not lying to you.
Dude. When I do your mom is like, oh, oh, yeah, oh, come on, oh, yeah, yeah, fuck what? You, man, oh.
Wait a minute, yeah. Dad, I didn't hear any of that. Go again? What did she say when you fuck her?
I'm not gonna go again.
What did she say when you fuck her? I couldn't hear you.
My mom's tight, man.
What did she say
come
when you fuck her?
I don't want to fucking talk. Nah, I'm not gonna do it.
Did that, what did she say? She told me, she said you need to do that, then peel it back or beat it up.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
I don't know
what you're
going to do a really sick place.
I don't know, where are you guys
Dad's talking about having sex with my mom.
Dad, you want to do a prank call?
Dad, you don't even have a car. How are you going to get all the way to my mom's house to have sex with her?
I don't know.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, really? Does your mom let you borrow her car?
Dude, you know what?
What?
I hate the fucking gas prices.
What does he hate? I couldn't understand.
Dad, I'll tell you what. I paid the most I ever paid for gas yesterday.
Oh, yeah, truthfully.
$45 and change to fill up my tank from E. I was sickened.
And now what do you have, like a 12-gallon tank?
About that, 12, maybe 13.
Dad, what are you going to do about these gas prices, man?
I'm going to do something.
I got the fucking $3 a gallon right here.
Why don't you go make a retarded complaint to the gas companies?
What you got to say?
Hey, the gas prices are too high, so you should lower them. That's what you should tell them.
Fuck you, and fuck you.
He hates you, Andy. He hates you more than anything.
Dad, I swear to God, dude, I'm supposed to go up to Chicago this summer to visit my dad. I'll probably check out a Cubs game. And then I'm going to drive to, where's he at? Where are you at? LaGrange?
No, I'm at LaGrange.
Where, how far is that from Chicago?
I work directly by Brooksfield.
What did he say?
He's right by Brooksfield.
Oh, by the zoo?
Yeah.
That's like
no, that's right by the zoo, by LaGrange.
What?
By LaGrange.
That's like northwest Chicago, right? The suburbs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, dude. My dad lives in Addison. I'm going to come visit you.
There we go, man.
Yeah, we're gonna drink beer and we're gonna fight some Mexicans at a taco stand.
A lot of Mexicans out there, Andy.
Yeah. Well, during the when there's no crops to pick, they all go to Chicago and they make badass burritos. It's like if you want a good burrito, Chicago's the place to go, right, the Dad?
Well, Mexico.
I'm not in Brookfield anymore.
Where are you at now?
There's one fucking town named Hillside.
I don't know where Hillside
is. Southwest South.
And the Hillside Stanger.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
The Hillside Stanger.
You, Andy, why don't you order a pizza, man?
I don't want you to come fucking fix it to me anyway, because you're a fucking slut.
It's true.
Dad's angry.
Dad, you're an angry young man.
Angry at the world, angry at everybody, angry at God.
I am angry at God. God doesn't even fucking exist.
God's the one who made you sound like a retard.
Oh, go fuck yourself, whore.
Whore
ass motherfucker. Go whore out your dad, bitch.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, are you going to do a prank phone call?
Dad, let's do a prank call. Let's end the hate. Here's what I got. Hey, Dad, relax.
Chunky Monkey. That sounds good for Dad.
We got Chunky Monkey Pizza Place.
I got to take a piss to Dad.
Drunken Monkey. Dad, you want to call Drunken Monkey?
Drunken Monkey?
Drunken Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
In Colorado, we got Joe Blow Films. I think that's, I don't know about
that. Give me Drunken Monkey, man.
Okay.
Hell yeah, man.
There you go. Well. There it is.
I got to shut the fuck up because my mother can hear.
Well, Andy's taking a shit or something, so. We're alright.
I can manage right now. It's a fucking security, man.
Yeah, it stinks up the whole place. Very good. Hey, okay, so Drunken Monkey, everybody, we have the dead on the line. Okay. And,
I farted.
Did it? Nice. What's that smell like?
It smelled like fucking garbage, man. Burning garbage.
Burning garbage, man? Are you sick? What are you sick?
I ate the fucking pepperoni, black olives, and cheese.
I suppose. Okay, well, hang on. We're going to call the Drunken Monkey. I guess this is a bar in Colorado. The dead. You're going to do your best job here with this prank call, I'm sure.
Drunken Monkey, man. I'm drunk too, man.
Okay. All right, well, I'm trying to find a song request here. excuse me.
Is it a bar?
What?
Is it a bar?
It's a, I'm guessing it is. I don't know. It's probably.
Okay.
So anyway, in the chat room, we have someone asking what the nigger song is. I believe he's talking about, what the fuck song is that? I don't know. I don't know who it was. Someone
is
was asking for
Saigon?
David Allen, I don't know, maybe. Probably, I don't know, whatever.
Saigon is a motherfucking asshole.
Alright, well anyway, we'll be right back. Hang on, everybody.
Well, where are we going? You gonna make a call? I'm
gonna make a call.
Right.
Well, then, don't hang up when you're done with the call. I gotta talk to you for a bit more, alright?
Right.
Hold on, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Drunken Monkey, this is Mitchell. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey?
What the hell are you doing up there? You fucking...
Hold on, sir, I can't hear you.
I can't hear you too, man. What the
Hello?
Hell are you doing? Hello?
What are we doing?
What the hell are you doing over there? I don't hear a darn thing you saying, man.
I can't
go
hear
to
what
the,
sorry, so you
go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom or something, man.
You need to call back in a second, sir. I can't hear you.
Hey, go to the bathroom. Go to the washroom.
Hang on. Good call, the dad. I love it.
Let's try Crazy Monkey Tattoos. That didn't really work out.
Hey, the dad. I created a MySpace profile. I want you to be my friend on there, okay?
He's on there, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I saw his profile.
Hang on. We're calling Crazy Monkey Tattoos.
The dad, will you be my retarded friend?
Message me on IRC, you fucking retard.
I don't use IRC.
The number you have entered is not valid.
Oh, man.
Hang on, don't talk, everybody. You know, can't talk. If you're talking, messes it up. Shut up. Hang on.
PCP.
What did I say?
Hey. Put your Down syndrome aside for a second and be quiet.
Yeah, be quiet or we can't do the call. You can't tack over the numbers going out. Jesus. Oh, God damn it. Shut up for 5 seconds. The dead. Steven, be quiet for 5 seconds. That's all I'm asking for. You see, you fucked it up. God damn it.
He's the best.
God, if you would have just shut up for a second, we could have done a call.
He wheeled his chair into the phone for a second.
How hard is it? Don't talk to
them. Been 5 seconds, man.
You kept talking. You're like, okay, I'll shut up now. If you want me to beep. That's how it happened.
What do you have to say about that, buddy?
The dead's all crying. Oh, God.
The dead, do you hate Milkman as much as you hate me?
No.
But
he
talks shit about you all the time.
I like Milkman better than I like you, Andy.
Oh, man. Do you hear what he said about you, though?
I like Milkman. I want the Milkman to bear my kids.
What the fuck?
He said you were a dirty Arab.
Milkman's a dirty bastard.
He said you're a dirty Arab and that he puts cucumbers up your ass.
That was, I thought that was Ha Ha.
No, Dirty, no. Well, yeah, Ha Ha called you an Arab, and so did Meltman.
Ha 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 ha.
Come on, man. Come on.
Ha ha.
Go fucking. Go to tattoo, please.
What?
Go to fucking tattoo, please.
Oh, the tattoo. Tattoo.
What? Dr. Lego banned Ha 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 for saying that about the dead. That was a great comment.
Yeah,
that he was an Arab.
Like he's Arab.
That was excellent.
Call the tattoo.
We should bring Ha 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 back, man. Lego, man, let him back in, man. He's just... don't. Well, who was it? That was Saigon?
Oh, Saigon, under a fake name.
Saigon. That's funny, though. Saigon, how come
you and Saigon are enemies? What's
hey, I love come to men.
You love come for men?
Oh, yeah.
You want me to come for him?
You want come for men? Is that what you said?
Conference him.
Oh, conference him. Conference Saigon?
He won't call in. I keep asking.
Saigon doesn't call in.
I know conference Lego in.
Yeah. Go ahead, call him. You'd make
yeah,
it
do
happen.
It. Okay. He's the one talking to you.
Come on, rich guy.
He says you're a halfway.
I guess we're going to be conferencing with Lego. You think Lego, I mean... the hell? Yeah, I'm going to tell him to let Ha 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 back in.
Ha Ha Ha!
That guy.
Fucking asshole.
He's the best.
God. So angry. Tasty Noob says, receiving more than 2 million calls a month, the rejection hotline is the industry leader in humor.
That's that stupid number that girls give you when they don't want anything to do with you, and then hold you on. Call. I hate that number.
You ever get that number?
All the time.
You get that number?
I never thought I got that number.
I should get that number. I'm going to call it tonight.
Let me just say something.
What do you want,
Wait a minute.
Lego? What?
I just want to say something.
Go ahead, boss.
Okay. I'm not the boss. I'm just, you know, I got a big black cock. But listen.
All right, boss.
Saigon. You know, we got to work on Saigon.
What about him?
What about him? I don't mind him.
He's negative. He's a negative dick. Hold on.
Spelled rejection wrong. Stupid bitch.
I want Kim. Oh, yeah.
See, this is the gay
stuff. Saigon is a fucking total, like, he's a mean, negative person.
So? I mean, I don't mind that. Kim, like, that's funny.
Can I slap Kim in the tits?
No, he's a mean, negative person.
Wait, what did you say?
Whoa, let me finish.
He said he wanted to kiss
him? What?
The dad said he wanted to kiss Saigon.
He said he wanted to slap
him. We're all working here trying to do a show. Maybe we're not as good as Zolar. Maybe not everything we do is good or whatever, you know, but we're here, we're doing it, we're trying to do a good job. And, like, you know, telling us that we suck. You know what? What are you fucking paying me, Saigon? You know? So I banned him, but I unbanned him.
Oh, okay.
And Saigon was ha ha ha, by the way.
Yeah. Saigon likes me. Saigon likes me, so I like him.
And by the way, I got a problem here. Don't be fucking calling the dead retarded. And don't, like... seriously, man.
The dead
Steve
retarded.
Is a fucking
he calls me gay.
Guy.
I don't really give a shit.
He calls me gay.
Yeah, but you know what? I do, man. You know what? Steve's a good guy.
I know, and then when I go to Chicago, we're going to go to the bar and get some beers.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
He calls me gay. I can call
you
retarded.
You call me a whore. I don't give a shit about
true.
It. Hey, we're going to call it the dead retarded. This is
all
a
right,
joke.
You know what? This just goes to prove that you guys are all a bunch of ignoramuses.
It's true. We're not denying
that. We don't say whether we're not.
We're both 26-year-old losers. We're not denying that.
We don't have anything going for us. We're just here to end the radio show, man.
Hey, Carlito lucked into a rich Greek girl. Like, that's his claim to fame so far.
Fuck it. I don't care. Whatever.
We never released a fart and throw up tape, you know, like. We probably would have, but you already did it, so, I mean, I'm saying that we probably can.
Well, you know what? I would just like to say this. Okay. I fucking challenge Saigon to call in.
He won't. He's a pussy and a faggot.
Lego, to be honest with you, I've asked him many times.
You can be not a pussy, okay?
The toll-free
line. But I know you're not going to call because you are a... He's gay. Dude, you know what? Remember I was talking about at the beginning of the show about sucking your own dick?
Zygon,
that's a guy that sucks his own cock.
Zygon had
while he sucks his own cock, he puts a cigar up his ass.
A cigar? A lit cigar?
Yeah. Yeah. No, not
and
lit.
And he farts and smoke goes all over the place.
He loves it. He's very gay.
Yeah, well, he can call this show, too.
And he's a pussy. If you're gonna call on a show, like this,
Nigel's angry.
Yeah, he is. He has every right to.
Yeah, I am mad, and I'm ready to do a good prank. Come on.
Good.
Saigon should nude Russell to dead for the championship.
Seriously, how are you gonna name yourself Saigon, man? You know what I mean?
I don't call in. I'm scared to call in.
I'm scared to call in.
If you call in, you take my line.
Take that man, fucking MySpace.
What? Pussy won't call in. He's a pussy.
He is. He's a pussy.
My name is Andy Saigon and MySpace.
I know. It's Andy Saigon.
What do you mean?
My name is Dick Saigon.
Oh, Dick Saigon. Okay. All
right. Hey, you want to call?
My name is Fat Albert Saigon.
Fat Albert was great. We had fun with Fat Albert.
Fat Albert calls were pretty good.
Yeah, you want to try? We get the Drunken Monkey. That didn't work. We tried that.
Well, Drunken Monkey is a fighting style.
Drunken Monkey sucks.
Yeah. Crazy monkey tattoos.
Yeah, go ahead, drunken monkey.
Crazy monkey tattoos. Crazy monkey tattoos. You be
call him back.
Crazy monkey tattoos. I said in Brooklyn, New York, Lego, right by your hometown, wherever that is.
All right.
All right. We'll do that right now. Hang on, everybody.
I need this tattoo.
Shut up.
I need this second tattoo.
I said shut up.
On my cock.
Mom.
I think I'm gonna kick Saigon just for the hell of it.
Come on, your mom's hair. Fucking the dead. You want that?
Can I kick Saigon just for the hell of it?
Do it, whatever. Yeah. I like it. I don't mind him. He's funny.
What's funny about him?
He's funny because he goes in there and he stirs up the shit.
Hey, I like anyone
who
talks shit.
Anybody who talks shit is funny.
I don't see the fucking humor in that little prick, that little fucking scum bastard motherfucker with doesn't have a fucking left nut.
Anybody can go in there and talk
his
shit
about
me.
His fucking right nut is purple.
Whatever. They can hit all
the shit. Let him come down to fucking New York. I'll fucking kick him up and down the fucking street.
Show
him New York style.
You know me? You know me? What? Tell Saigon he don't know you, Lego.
What?
Tell him he don't know you.
He don't know you.
He don't know you.
No, I don't say that. Back the fuck up, motherfucker.
Alright, I'll say it. Saigon, you don't know me, fool.
You don't know me, bitch. You don't know me.
You don't know me?
Crazy monkey tattoo.
You don't know me.
Yeah!
That's
a cut for the
standing ovation right there.
You gotta cut that for the fucking thing.
Yeah, you do.
But you know what? I try to give the guy a chance. You know, I told him, dude, just fucking chill out. It's cool, man. You know, and he's still a dick.
I mean, like, but the point is, he won't call in. So pretty much everybody in the chat room knows he's a punk. And he's a joke.
I bet you sounds more retarded than the dad does.
Because I'll tell you why he won't call in. Because
he's a punk.
Because he's a fucking retard.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, I'm not this is psycho.
He has a list. I bet you he has
got
a list. He's got a list,
you know,
and he's embarrassed.
And he takes an asshole from a black crack dealer.
Boys, this is Saigon. Wait a minute, boys. Hi, this is Saigon. How you doing? I just wanted to call in and just let everybody know that Lego was right about me. I do suck my own dick. It's the only dick I can get.
Yeah, I believe it.
That's only...
the dead.
I swear to God, he makes up for it.
And I just can't help that I'm a flamer. I love being a flamer.
He's making up
I'm a sissy little boy, and I've been on taxi cab confessions getting fucked in the ass by a fucking cucumber.
I saw that episode.
You
a little happy face drawn on the front of it.
I saw the episode where Saigon got raped by a small Polish gentleman, and he loved it.
That was deceived worries. Yeah. You know, the dead's...
I'm thinking about ripping me an awesome.
Jesus, God. Yeah, seriously, I think he's making up for it or something with the attitude. He's probably he has a list. That's
he's got a problem, and, like, you know, he's jealous of the dead.
He's sick.
Because the dead is probably, like, you know, one of the few people that talks better than him.
Let him call
him. You know, one of the few people that talks as bad as him. 800 number,
Saigon. 1-888-278-8509.
Call in, Saigon. Call in to confront the dead.
Yeah, call us in and we'll push you out of here.
You're your enemy.
Back it up or get the fuck out.
Let me call in. He's a bunch of fucking pussy.
Yeah, then I'll call you a pussy and tell you to shut the fuck up.
I should fucking ban Saigon until he calls.
Yeah, ban him.
Nah.
I should. Nah, you know what? I'm not gonna ban him. I'm gonna be the bigger nigga.
We should wrestle. We should bind him or wrestle to the ground.
Yeah. Ban that motherfucker, Ben.
You know what? Steve, be a bigger man than him. Fuck that little piece
of shit. Yeah, be the bigger man. All right, Avery, we've been taking too long on this. We need to do a prank call. Prank call time, all right, Lego? Dad, relax. Dad, relax. Lego, relax. Candy. Carlito, we're all
gonna relax. Fucking relax, dude.
Relax.
How could I relax, man?
The people want prank calls.
Fucking scum. If he was here, I'd fucking shoot him in the foot.
In the foot? Nigga, you can't walk now, motherfucker. Trying to run away.
Sick.
Yeah.
If you shot him in the foot, the dad could ride his wrestler up to him and wrestle him through the ground.
The rental wheelchair.
Let me tell you something, man.
That's milk, man.
Fucking the dad could kick his ass with his fucking left nut.
Oh. Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, we'll be right back, everybody. Hang on, folks. The dad behaves so. Calm down, the dad. What did we talk about?
What?
Okay.
Oh, self-control.
Self-control, did I say?
Oh,
hang on.
Crazy Monkey. Hello, Crazy Monkey.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? I was wondering, I want to get a tattoo.
Yeah.
And, Will you guys, you know, tattoo basically anything I want?
Basically, yeah. Anything you want.
All right, because I just kind of, like, you know, broke up with my wife.
Yeah.
And I want to get a tattoo, like across, like, you know, not on my dick or anything, but on my pelvic area. And I wanted to say the cunt is gone. Can you do that?
Yeah, not a problem.
All right, how much would that cost? How much does it cost to get the cunt is gone?
Depending on the size of the cross, how much detail it is, and how fancy it might
be. Dude, you sound pretty fucking stoned.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's that I'm kind of sick and then I'm stuck over here. Two of my dogs are having litters at the same time and they're driving me crazy.
Damn, what kind of dog you got?
I have two blue stacks.
Oh, shit. You
want to
sell those puppies?
Yeah, I sell puppies, and they both have a litter at the same time, so they're driving me crazy.
Oh, man. Sounds like you got your hands full.
Yeah,
well, let me ask
you.
Go ahead.
I have artists here. Anything you want, pretty much, you can get done.
Yeah. All right, so you're not going to do the tattoo. It would be one of the other guys.
Well, me, yeah. No, I'm not doing it.
All right, yeah, because you don't sound like the guy I'd want to fucking put the cunt that's gone on my fucking willy.
Yeah.
All right, so who would do it?
Yeah, where you want to put it at?
I want to put it, like, right above, like, between my belly button and my pelvic. But, you know, right below. I want the cunt is gone near my cock because I want her to fucking see that.
Okay, and you want a cross behind it, you said?
No, I don't want to. I just wanted to say the cunt is gone in black ink and nice fucking bold letters. Dude, I'm reborn, man. I got rid of this fucking bitch. I'm reborn. I'm having a neon sign also made that's going to go right on the front of my fucking house when you walk in.
So you're talking about at least like about $100 or something like that.
$100? All right, and this ain't going to hurt, right?
Nah, it shouldn't be that bad. I mean, you've done tattoos before, right?
Yeah, man, I fucking, I got a couple of tattoos, but I'm saying, like, you know, I want to get, this is not going to, like, how long will this take, like, 10, 15 minutes?
Nah, maybe a little longer, but the guy that's going to do it for you is very light-handed.
Oh, all right.
So you should be, you shouldn't have a problem.
All right, so, and he'll, like, draw it on me so I can see it first.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
It's not a problem.
And you know what? Have you guys ever done, like, I want to get my eyebrows fucking tattooed on. Can we do that?
Yeah.
All right.
Should be able without a problem.
All right, so we'll do the cunt is gone, the eyebrows, and I'll probably buy a couple of those dogs, too.
Okay, great.
How much are they?
It's coming out at $300.
$300? All right, I'll take
the regular
ones. Maybe one or two. They're not vicious, right? They're good dogs.
They're good dogs. It's hereditary because, you know, I have the parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and they all raised like that, so those come out pretty good.
All right.
Let you
I'm
start
in.
To teach them otherwise, you know.
What time you guys open till tonight?
10 o'clock every day, but we usually here till like about 11, 12, 1 in the morning, you know.
All right. All right, I'll come in. You know, you guys, you could hurt me. Fuck it. I don't care. The pain is worth it just for the cunt. Let me tell you, my wife, dude, she was just a fucking, you know, towards the end, man, what happens to these women? They just fucking go crazy. They lose it.
Yeah, after a while they lose it and then they blame it on you.
You know, I got to fucking pay her money? She could suck my ass. She could suck a cheetah's dick.
Yeah. That happened to my friend.
Yeah?
That happened to my friend. Yeah, he's going crazy. He got to pay $60,000 for half of his business to her. After he was the one who made the business, built the business, did everything for the business.
Yeah, and that cunt gets fucking all that shit for doing nothing but fucking breaking his balls all those years. Yeah, fucking hate that. What's your friend? His name isn't Saigon, is it?
No.
Oh, yeah, because I know this guy Saigon. He's a shemale. And he was going out with this guy and did the same thing, man. It got a fucking sec. This guy Saigon got so much money from this dude, he was able to get a sex fucking change.
Lost
his fucking penis. Yeah, he had his fucking cock cut in half and stuffed inside. Do you believe that shit? Fucking people. I'm so sick of it, man. I'm going to fucking shoot some heroin and come over there.
I hate you, bro. I hate you.
All right? You feel my pain?
Believe me, I know what you're going through, bro. I just broke up with my girl and I'm going through hell.
Dude, so maybe, I'll tell you what, you can get the cunt is gone, too. All right, man.
All right.
I'll see you in a little while. Fuck it, and we'll do this. The cunt is gone, and me and you, we're fucking happy now.
All right, Bonner.
All right, my brother. Peace out.
Honey,
bro.
The fuck is wrong with this guy?
Excellent call.
That was great.
I loved
man.
It.
Yeah, man.
You want to do another call, dude? We got time.
I'm called out. I'm fucking. Right. I'm gonna go.
Well, you just hang up. I'm gonna call the sweatshop.
I'm gonna go upstairs and
shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
What did you say?
Only counted down 5 seconds.
5, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 3. Hang on. You wanna call the I'm gonna call the sweatshop. You wanna stay on the line today, or you leaving us?
I don't stay on the line.
This is the last one because we need to open up the lines for everybody else to call. People want to call in.
Oh god.
Alright, you hang on.
Why can't I make you fucking prank?
Yeah, well,
you're retarded.
You've done enough. That's it.
I didn't make you prank tonight, did I?
No. Yes, you did. You did plenty. You...
I made one. Yeah.
Okay, here you go.
I like to make a prank, and then my mom wipes my ass.
Here you go. Slap.
I don't let you go after this one. You make one.
Whenever you're ready to stop talking. Slapshot, pizza, and Fat Albert subs. You ready?
No.
No. He's the best. Today we're going to have to let you go.
Make it prank and I'm going to go.
Okay, here it is. We're going to call Joe Blow Films. You're the fucking, I got a degree in filmmaking or whatever.
Hello, Joe Blow Films. I like to suck cock. Can I be in your movie? I'm the dad.
I'm the dad. I want to sell a gay porno to them.
Yeah, whenever you come to the Grange, I will suck dick for your movie.
Oh, shut up. I want to sell a porno to them, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Here we are. Joe Blow Films 2, Inc. in Phoenix, Arizona. A guy named Joe answered about 30 minutes ago. Okay. Good luck. Don't fuck it up. Hang on.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Hey, how you doing? I want to show you my porno. It's a features Carlito and Saigon. It's a gay porno, yeah. Can you call me back? My number is area code 365-456-78910. Thank you. Bye.
Who the fuck's number is that?
78910. That's 5 digits. Oh,
you stupid.
I have a 5-digit last phone number. It's 78910 because I'm tarded. The actual title is for tarded.
7-9-10. It's 4 digits.
78910 is 5 digits, tard.
Fuck you and fuck yourself.
Fuck you and fuck yourself. He's the best. He's dead. When I come up to Chicago, we're going to go bowling, and then we're going to go get some whores.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we could go get some fucking whores.
Yeah.
Okay.
78910.
Go to fucking New York, man. I'm going to be there, like, until 8 or something. June 8.
Look out, Manhattan. Here comes retard. One more tard.
June 8. I'm gonna fucking visit Dr. Nico and shit, man.
Father, where are you gonna sleep? On his couch?
Lock up your daughters.
Yeah.
Are you getting a hotel room?
Sleep with Kim, man.
Are you getting a hotel room?
Fucking, I'm gonna be fucking on Kim and shit.
You're gonna fuck Kim?
No.
Oh. What are you gonna do? Where are you gonna stay? Are you getting a hotel room?
If he fucking let me, I'll do her.
What?
If he let me.
If he lets you, you're gonna do her. She's gonna get a taste of your retarded cock.
Hey, I have a big fucking cock. Thank you very much.
Wow, good for you, Dad. At least you have one thing going for you. You definitely don't have a smarts or intelligence or any of that shit.
Fuck yourself, you motherfucking whore.
You know, God always blesses those who are like trying to give them big dicks. That's what I heard.
Andy, fuck Saigon's.
Saigon's cock.
Hey, tell me how it tastes, because you've been there before.
You've been there.
What?
I was broken down and
what the fuck is that?
That was me.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
That sucks. Eat cut off dick.
What?
Thank you and good night.
Shug Knight?
Fuck you.
Okay.
Fuck you and fuck your mother. Okay.
Fuck your mother, alright.
Fuck you too, motherfucker.
Zed, when I go on my MySpace profile, you're gonna be my friend, right?
Yeah, DDV. MySpace.com/DDV.
DDB?
DDV.
D as in Victor, yeah.
Right, as in D as in Victor. B as in Victor?
The dead.
Victor?
DDB. Right?
What?
At Carlito?
What?
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever you said. Yeah. I'm not listening.
I don't speak your language. I'm sorry.
Carlito knows to my MySpace.
Are you and Carlito friends?
And you know what? Fuck you. And
Carlito is friends to a tar?
I don't have no shot of
friends, man. Fuck Carlito's asshole, okay?
What about Carlito's asshole?
Ah, go fuck you. My
Zed, you're the best and you're my hero.
My mother might be listening to this shit.
When I go up to Chicago, me and you are going to go bowling, and then we're going to rape some underage whores.
Oh, go fuck you, Tim.
What do you mean? You don't want to do that?
Bye.
What do you mean, bye? You're bisexual?
I don't want to become a fucking pedophile, man.
Oh, pedophile? That's what you like?
Pedo. Pito.
Pito. No, it's pedo.
Pedo. That's prankmaster.
You don't want to be like, prankmaster, huh?
Yeah, I know, right?
He's your hero?
Fucking doing shit.
I heard you're gonna be on a cruise ship.
Hi, Zed.
You're not the fucking hero, Andy.
What?
for recording your message.
No, we've been recording this the whole time.
What do you mean?
On that message for that company.
Hey, good job, buddy.
Yeah, the dead.
Today, when I come to Chicago, me and you, we're gonna go to Navy Pier, and we're gonna fuck some whores.
All right, today we're gonna let you go.
Shut up. We're gonna fuck some retarded whores.
Say bye to the dead. Three.
I'm not a retarded whore.
What
they do?
One. Well, I don't think any whores who
are retarded are gonna have sex with you, buddy. I mean, sorry.
Tired of the dead, man. Hang out the phone.
How are
Jesus
you?
God.
You're every. I can never be retired.
He never dies. This guy's dead.
I love when he says, fuck your mother.
The best part is,
fuck your mother. Fuck you, motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
And then Dr. Lego says, is it retarded?
Yeah.
Okay. Dr. Lego's delusional.
He's delusional.
Yeah, he's probably going to get mad, but hey, you're delusional, dog. He's tarded.
Anyway.
Can't wait to go out there and hang out with him.
Anyway, so let's take a break. Not a break, but I'm just going to take a breather here because y'all been talking some shit for a while. God damn. We're back. Well, we've been here, but anyway, it's 11:25 p.m. It's Friday, April 21st. Let's get a reality check, first of all. And you're listening to a special edition of The Madhouse, a Friday night edition. We're just doing our thing here in place of Dr. Lego. He's asked me to come on, and I'm graciously
Dr.
doing
Dr. Lego's it. In rehab.
Dr. Lego's in rehab tonight. Who is Carlito's co-host, Saigon ass? Andy?
But that's me.
Andy. What the fuck you
doing? I have him. I don't know. They put up my space profile. So
for
I clicked
Zola.
On.
Oh, yeah.
He's not a trade. Well,
he's a horse's ass.
I don't know. I mean, Zolar's cool.
Yeah, so that's Zolar's.
Here, put my MySpace profile up there so Saigon can see it.
What is it there?
I don't know. Appleseed79. And everybody can see how handsome I am.
If anybody wants to see anybody.